There is a large window bathing the room with light, and just outside I can see a train on a train track. And if you listen carefully, you can actually hear announcements on a platform. I believe this hotel room that I'm stood in has some history. Can anybody tell me about that history?
It's the Great Northern Hotel in Peterborough. And one of the things about hotels up and down the country, usually called Great Northern, Great Western, Great Southern, is they were originally built by the railway companies. Because in the first age of transporting people from one place to another, one of the things that was missing was somewhere for them to stay when they got there. So all these hotels were built in the Victorian times at the same time as the railway tracks were being laid.
It's certainly a lot classier on the inside than it is on the outside, I guess, from years of extending. Had a really amazing meeting today with...
David Breen at Breenster.
John Cunningham at John PC Limited.
And together, occasionally you make...
We make sales training, we make peopleoptimization.com.
Why have we been sat here today?
We've been looking at the ways that people in a business-to-business sales environment can use all the tools that are available to them, what we call 21st century tools, to differentiate themselves from the crowd and make themselves better at what they do.
It's interesting because you've introduced me to the power of the visual image during a conversation, basically with your ability to flesh ideas out on a whiteboard, not something I walk around with. I'm hoping that was here already. Just picture you walking up the road with this whiteboard up your arm. That's made me think differently in how I do stuff, because I've been using art apps on the iPad initially. I don't see why you can't just have a mini whiteboard on the iPad with the right writing tools. But you talk about getting people to think differently, to be ahead of everybody else, including the market, I guess, in a way. Where do you guys fit into all this?
We see ourselves as facilitators as opposed to experts. We like to challenge people's thinking, to get them to think differently, to get them to make it real for them. So we'll talk to the likes of yourself, listen to what's arguably the best practice, but then ground that in some reality and then give it in digestible chunks to people so they can make it real for themselves, because otherwise it just exists in people's minds, in people's dreams, but really it appeals to make it a difference for them.
Now, I think it was Tim from the Eden Project said something in his Do Lectures talk about how he gets invited to things constantly, all the time, and he always says yes to one in every three invites, regardless of what it is, because he gets taken out of his comfort zone and he gets introduced to people he wouldn't normally connect with. I feel that I'm in a completely different world to you guys. You guys have worked with huge names in the past. I don't walk into the kind of boardrooms you probably feel comfortable in, because maybe my job has taken me down different paths. I guess I'm seeing what you are doing for other people and taking them outside of their comfort zones and how much you can learn in a short space of time.
In a word, that's correct. But one of the key things that we try to teach people is that information is overrated. The adages or the sayings that information is power is not true. It's overrated. The key is, what do you do with the information when you've got it? And the premise of what we're looking at in the context of today's conversation is that unless you take the time to understand your customer, and two key things, who they are and what they do, because they're the things they're most interested in, then you will never understand what a relevant conversation with your customer actually sounds like or looks like.
Someone's got a train to catch. Context over content, to summarise it, I guess, in a way. Thank you very much, meeting you. Drop a URL before I turn this off.
peopleoptimization.com.
Cheers, guys. Thank you very much.